Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Lamed Hey. We are holding on Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and Le'ili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha La'ashalom. It's also sponsored by Courtney and Josh Gerlernter and Anita and Richie Grossman in honor of the engagement of their children, Miri Gerlernter and Yoni Grossman. Mazel Tov, they should have much nachas from the young couple. And it's also sponsored by Zev Belsky, Lizecha Nishmas, Shimon Ben Yecheskel Halevi, his uncle, and Neshama Shem and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So, as I said, we're holding on the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and the Mishnah is going to tell us three takanos that were done for the sake of Tikkun HaOlam. We're going to focus the entire Daf on one of those takanos, and that is the takana of Rav Gamliel HaZaken, that a woman who wants to collect, an almana who wants to collect her ksuba, has to be noderes liyisomim kol mashi yirtu, take some sort of neder to the yisomim, sort of verifying and guaranteeing that she has not yet collected any portion of the ksuba, and then the go of ksubasa, then she takes the ksuba, meaning rather than taking a shavua, which is normally what you would have to do in order to collect from nichsei yisomim, she's not going to take a shavua, she's going to take some sort of neder that guarantees that that she hasn't been paid back anything, and through that neder she'll be able to collect her ksuba. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why they stopped being mashbia almanos, meaning why not take a shavua? What's so bad about a shavua? And the Gemara is going to tell a frightening story about a shavua that even if it's close to a lie and close to something that's untruthful, it can have very, very drastic consequences. And then the Gemara is going to discuss whether we can be, granted we're not mashbia an almana anymore, but can we be mashbia her chutz lebezdin? Maybe we wouldn't do it in Beis Din, but can we make her take a Shavua outside of Beis Din in order to collect her Ksuba? The Gemara is going to tell us two stories of an Almana trying to collect her Ksuba, and we're going to discuss, maybe we're not Magbia Ksuba for an Almana at all anymore, and we'll have two stories about that. And the Gemara, on the bottom of Amud Aleph, we're going to talk about whether a Gerusha can collect the Ksuba by taking an Eder, meaning this Din, that an Almana could be no Dera and Govik Subasa, is that Dafka by an Almana or a Grusha as well? And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss whether she can collect her Ksuba with a Neder once she's remarried, meaning does that ability to take a Neder and thereby collect the Ksuba, does that ability run out once she gets remarried? And that discussion will relate to the status of a Neder Shehudar Barabim, which we're going to talk about a little bit on Amud Beis, the Neder Shehudar Barabim. It's also going to relate to the status to the discussion whether you need to be mefaret a neder in order to be mefer a neder. So let's begin with the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Lamed Dalid Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah: Ein alman nifras mi nichse yisomim ella b'shavua. An alman only collects from nichse yisomim with a shavua. Nimnu mi lahashbia, but then they stopped making an almana take a shavua, so they made a takana instead. So hiskun ram gnel zaken sheteno deres the yisomim. That she takes a neder, whatever the yisom wanted to take a neder on, she takes a neder on whatever they want, and then she'll be able to collect the ksuba. What does it mean? Kol mashi yirtu, says Rashi, yivcharu lahem dover kasha lahadirabo, kugon kona minim izonos lai imne nesim iksubasi. Something that would be really, really hard for her to be lying about, for where she would say that I'm taking a neder where all mizonos, all food in the world will be usher to me if I got any hana'a from my ksuba. And that's her way of guaranteeing to them that she has not that she has not received any portion of the ksuba yet, and therefore she's able to be gova ksubasa. Because if she in fact had collected any portion of it, she becomes asura b'kol mazon. So there's no way she's going to go and collect the ksuba again, because we don't assume that she's going to be chashu to be over on her neder. So that is one takana that we had for the sake of Tikkun HaOlam. A second takana that we have for the sake of Tikkun HaOlam, Ha'edim Chosman al Get, Mepre Tikkun HaOlam. We have Edim sign a get for the sake of Tikkun HaOlam. And a third takana, V'Hilal Hiskin Prusbul Mepre Tikkun HaOlam. That Hilal was Mesakin, the concept of Prusbul Mepre Tikkun HaOlam. So numbers 2 and 3, we're not going to discuss in today's daf. The entire daf is going to be about Takana number one, but we'll get to eventually Takanos numbers 2 and 3 as well. So says the Gemara, my area almana, afilu kuli almanami. Why does it mention that an almana is not nefras minichse yisam mele b'shavua? The halacha is that nobody's nefras minichse yisam mele b'shavua. Ta kaimelana by the part minichse yisam lo yiparel b'shavua. We paskin anyone who comes to be nefras minichse yisamim is lo yiparel b'shavua. A little bit of a funny question, because the point was that not the point of our Mishnah was not that an almana needs a shavua to collect. The point was the next line, that nimnu mil hashviya, and therefore instead she takes a neder instead of having to take a shavua. So why not say that we identify almana, because that part is only true about almana. So if you look at Tosos, Dibur Maskul, my area, Tosos says, v'im yishum d'boil misni seifa, din nimnu mil hashviya, havale misni eindifra milchse yisom el b'shavua, v'nimnu mil hashviya es almana, meaning where does the word almana first appear in the Mishnah? If the chiddush of an almana is only in the next line, the word almana should only appear in the next line. First line of the Mishnah should have been this blanket statement that nobody gets paid from nichsei yisod mele b'shavua, and then nimnu milashbia as almana. They decided they didn't want to be mashbia an almana anymore, and therefore Rabbi Gamliel Zakin made a takana that she's no deres. So the Gemara Tos points out what the Gemara's answer is going to be. Umeshani almana tzricha levavichidush balmana tfei mibalchavul kachnach reishu nami balmana. Therefore, the Gemara's answer is going to have to explain not why almana appears at all in the Mishnah, but why almana has to appear in that first line. That within that initial halacha before nimnu milashbia, it's an extra chiddush about an almana more so than anybody else. So that even though it's true that nobody's allowed to be nifrom minichse yisom mel b'shavua, there's some extra chiddush that an almana is not allowed to be nifrom minichse yisom mel b'shavua. So what's that chiddush? So says Gemara, almana tzrichle salkadait chamina mishum china akilu rabbanon gaba. I might have thought that for the sake of chayin, the rabbanon are makel that she should be able to collect from nichse yisom without a shavua, meaning that women will be more excited to get married if they know, or if they know that they're not going to have to jump through too many hoops in order to collect their ksuba. So I might have thought that rabbanon would be more makel. So kamash malan. Therefore, it comes to tell me that no, an almana is just like a balchov, just like anybody else. If you want to be paid from nichse yisomim, you're going to have to take a shavua. But then afterwards, nimnu milashbia. Then they stop being mashbia her. So says Mar, okay, my taima. Why? Why is it by an almana? We dafka said, okay, everyone else in the world who wants to get paid from yisomim has to take a shavua, but an almana doesn't take a shavua. What's that based on? So ilem yishum d'Rav Kahana. If you're going to tell me it's based on Rav Kahana, d'amar Rav Kahana varmila, amar Rav Yudamar Rav Maisa ba'demecha. There was a story of a guy b'shnei b'tzores during years of famine. Shehivkid dinar zav etzal almana. It was tough times financially, and this fellow left a dinar zav as a pikadon by a particular almana v'nichaso b'kad shel kemach, and she put it in her flour. She didn't know where is she going to hide it. So she decided she'll hide it where no one's going to find it, including her. And she put it in the flour jar where she keeps all of her flour. Va'afa aso bepas. And she forgot all about it. And then she baked bread one time, and the dinar zav was in the bread, and she didn't realize. Unasanasa la'ani, and she gave that bread to an ani. Liyamim ba'bala dinar va'amrla havili dinari. Then at some point, the guy came back for his dinar zav. He said, no, I gave you a pikadon. I'd like my dinar zav back. So she looked all over. She couldn't find it. They didn't have, she couldn't attach like a tile to it and go on her phone. And, you know, there was no way. She couldn't find where her dinar zav went. So amrlai. So she said to the guy, Yehana Sama Mavis Bechel Mi Bnei Shalos Yisha Im Nenesi Mi Dinar Chaklum. I mean, you probably think I stole it. I'm telling you, she took such she made such a statement one of my children should be poisoned to death if I got any hana'ah from that dinar whatsoever. So Amru Lo Hayyam Yotin At Shemes Echad Mi Bneha. Shortly thereafter, one of her children died. So they realized that it was her statement that her children should die life, she got any hana from it whatsoever. So she must have gotten hana from it. So kshashamu chachamim badavar, when the chachamim heard about this terrible episode, amru mami shenishba be'emeskach hanishba al sheker alachas kama v'kama. That if this is what happens to someone who's nishba al emes, someone who's nishba al sheker alachas kama v'kama. I mean, she didn't really get any hana from it. She baked it into bread and gave the bread away to an ani. She got nothing from it. So my time at Yancho, why was she punished? What did she do? So meaning, if she took that nether and she said that one of my children should die if I got any hana, but she didn't get any hana, why did her child die? So dishtar shila makom dinar, she saved a little bit of flour, right? The makom dinar, the place where that dinar was, that would have been flour that she would have had to have been her own flour that went into making that loaf of bread. So there was that very, very tiny amount of replacement. It reminds me a little bit when the Gemara in Masechta Sota speaks about how we do a carbon mincha. So the Gemara speaks about how we have the shemen, the flour, the shemen, and the lavona. But then when you take the kmitza, you have to take you have to move the lavona over in order to take the kmitza just from the flour and the shemen. So Gemara asks, and then when you put it into a kli sharis and you can be makter it, you throw some lavona on top of it to be makter it. Well, if you're just going to put lavona right back in it, why don't you take the kmitza? Because the Gemara says it's not going to be a kmitza if there's a korat shel lavona somewhere in there. And then it's less than a kmitza. How much less than a kmitza is it if there's one little thing of lavona somewhere in there? Yeah, but whatever it is, it's less than a kmitza. So that little bit matters. So this little bit of space in the bread, it matters. She saved herself that amount of money of the flour that is in that spot. Oh, my Misha Nishba Be'emes. Well, wait a second. Then she's not Nishba Be'emes. How can we make such a comment that if someone swore truthfully, this is what happens to her? So someone swears she didn't swear truthfully. Maybe she thought she was swearing truthfully, but she wasn't. So it says more Kim Misha Nishba Be'emes. It was really close to the truth, meaning she meant it as the truth. She thought it was the truth, and it was just a little bit off. It was that tiny amount of flour. And look at what a shvua could do. So it says the Gemara, maybe that's why nimnu milashpia. Maybe that's why they stopped having almanas taking shavuos. Because look what happens when an almana takes a shavua. So it says, "Where imishim ha ma'ir ya almana filu grushanami." If that were the case, then it shouldn't only be an almana. We don't want anyone's children to die, right? So why should it only be an almana? Grusha also shouldn't take a shavua anymore. Alama amar Rabbi Zera amar Shmuel lo shanu ella almana avul grusha mashbi inosa. So why do we say that lo shanu ella almana? But that a grusha we will be mashbia. So it says, "Where almana shiny the bayia na the katarcha." An almana is different because even if an almana collected a little bit of the ksuba, she's more likely to swear that she didn't get anything. Because since she's worked so hard for these yisomim, so she's likely to be mora heter and say that doesn't count. That was it was magiali. I deserved whatever little bit I got for whatever I did for the yisomim. So we're more meaning the concern is that she's going to view that will be similar to this shavua we just described, where she's going to view it that she didn't get any hana, but she got a little bit of something. We don't think someone's just going to blatant tell a lie, that someone's going to make a shvua that's just an open lie. So the whole concern is that maybe she will have gotten just a little bit and she'll take a shvua that she didn't get anything. Who's more likely to make that mistake? An almana is much more likely to make that mistake because she'll be more ahead because of this ongoing relationship with the children. She'll say, I'm still cooking them dinner, I'm still doing their laundry, I'm still doing all these things for them. So yeah, a little bit of hana I deserve to get. I still haven't gotten paid my lump sum of the ksuba that I'm supposed to get, so she's likely to be more heter in such a way, and therefore they made such a takana. Now we had said this frightening story that Lohoi Yamuatim and her children, one of her children died. Tosos in the top Tosos asks Vim Tomer, my time yon shamrin parakimul de shvuos adam shvua prat lo anus kidravkan ravasi. The halacha is that when you violate a shvuah, it's not considered a violation of a shvuah if it's ba'onas. If it's totally out of your control, it's not something. It's not even a shogeg. It's completely not your fault. Like the story of Rav Kahana Rav Asi, demar mishtava hachi amarav, umar mishtava hachi amarav. That the Gemara says in Masech Shvuah, Rav Kahana Rav Asi, we're having a machlokas. What the Rebbe said in Shir? What did Rav say about a particular sugya? So each one took a shvuah. One of them said hachi amarav. The other one said, no, hachi amarav v'chiyasul kamei de rav va'amar kechad minayu. And then they asked Rav, no, what did you say in Shir? And one of them was right. So he said, like one of them, samlei idach ana b'shakrish tabai. He said, I took a shvuah b'shakar. I said that Rav said the other way. So v'amrei at libcha anoscha. So he said, no, don't worry about it. It was a libcha anoscha. It was an onas. And if you thought you were telling the truth that it was a total onus, you have nothing to be concerned about. Nothing happened. So don't you see that if it was an onus, you have nothing to be concerned about? How come this almana's child died because of the shavua that she took ba'onus? So it says Tosos v'leka lemeimar delomimayit krahasam ela lemiftar mikarban avalonash ika. Don't tell me that the pasuk over there is only telling me that you're putter from a karban, but there could still be some sort of onus, bidei shemayim, like having the child die. Kadash chen perik beis in darim gabi nishvul vatal smitzah demi bayilan trei kray chal miftar mikarban chal miftar milav. Like we have in another context in Maseches Nedarim, when someone's nishvul vatal smitzah, that you need two separate psukim, one to tell me that he's putter from karban, the other to tell me that he's putter from a lav. So you see that they're two separate in Yanim. So it could be that when you're ba'ones, you're not in violation of the technical isser, but it's still you're not something that you're not going to be chayv the karban, but you're still going to be in violation of the lav. Aval onus to b'shvus de shvus shav ika da libcha anoscha mashma v'lonus patul l'sheker. But maybe there's still an onus of shvus shav. He says no, because libcha anoscha sounds like that they were comforting him that you have nothing to worry about. Meaning the question was, don't you see in that gemara that a shvus sheker ba'onus is not going to be a problem at all, therefore, we're bothered. How come it's a problem in our Gemara? So Tosus tried to give an answer that no, it's not. Doesn't mean in that Gemara it's not a problem at all. When Rav Kahana and Rav Asi were having this discussion, it meant that it's that you're just not going to be chayav a karban. So says Tosus, that's not at all the mashmalos of that Gemara. That it's just that you're not chayav a karban, because he said libcha nascha, which was meant to comfort him. That don't worry, you didn't violate anything. So it wouldn't be comforting to him if you tell him, oh, don't worry, you'll save a couple of bucks on a karban, but you're still in violation and one of your children might die, meaning that wouldn't be particularly comforting for him. So clearly the assumption is that when it's ba'onas, it's nothing, that you're not in violation of anything. So at the very end of Tosos, he finally gives the answer. And Tosos says, Yeshlom Adacha Gabi Pekadon, Havala Li Zar Yosur L'Sham Rahetav, Vavale L'Sukha Daitish Tavali De Shavua. That over here it's worse, because over here it's a Pekadon, she should have been a little more careful. When you're sitting in a shir, you never think, oh, this will probably bring me to a Shavua sometime, and therefore I better remember every single word, because at some point I might make a Shavua that's going to cost some family member their lives. That's not normally the end result of a shir that you hear from a Rebbe. But when you're dealing with the pikadon, that is the end result. Meaning someone's going to ask for this pikadon back. It very likely is going to lead to a shavua. And therefore, I better be careful when someone gives you a din rezav. Don't put it in your flower. And if you do put it in your flower, make a bunch of mental notes about it or whatever. Or a physical note. Make sure you know exactly where it is. Okay, vayter in the Gemara now. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Rav Shmuel Damri Tarvayu, Lo Shanu El Bebeis Din. Aval Chutz Lebeis Mashbiyin El Sad. This idea that we're not Mashbiyin Almana is only that we're not Mashbiyin the Almana in Beis Din. But outside of Beis Din, we could be mashbiyah her in order to collect her ksuba. Eini v'harav lo magvi ksuba la armalta. Rav was never gova ksuba for an almana, so he's not in Beis Din, not outside of Beis Din. So kasha. So says Gemara, okay, that's taka difficult, because if you could be mashbiyah her outside of Beis Din, then we wouldn't say that Rav was never magvia ksuba for an almana. B'sura masnu hachi. In Surah, that's the way the conversation happened in Surah. But in Arda, Masnuachi, but in Arda, the conversation happened a little bit differently. That it was Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Lo Shanuel, Bebezin, Aval Chutz Lebezin, Mashbiyin Osa, that Shmuel says that they'd be Mashbiyah her outside of Bezin, but Rav disagreed. For Rav Amar, Afilu Chutz Lebezin, Amiyein Mashbiyin Osa, that we wouldn't be Mashbiyah her even outside of Bezin. Ah, and Rav Latameh, the Rav Lamagvi Ksuba Lar Malta, that Rav was Lashitaso, because Rav would never be Gova Ksuba for an Almana. So that's Rav going Lashitaso. So it says Rav Eliadra Vilagavya, why not just make her take a neder, and then you can be Gova Ksubasa? Meaning our Mishnah said, Nimnu Milashbiya, okay, so if you can't be Mashbiya her in Basin, and you can't be Mashbiya her outside of Basin, the Mishnah then said, so what you do? What do? You have her take a neder, and then she can collect the Ksuba. Because in the years of in Rav's time, people didn't take Nedarim so seriously. There was Kal Be'inehem to violate a Neder, so you can't be Somich on a Neder for her to be Gova Ksuba. So can you imagine? They had this Ksuba, everyone signed the Ksuba, everyone had a Ksuba, and they would never actually collect with it unless the children themselves were forthcoming to pay. They never forced anyone to pay a Ksuba. Okay, so Gemara tells two stories about collecting Ksuba. Number one, Heida Asali Kamed Rav Huna, someone came in front of Rav Huna, Amr La, Mai Avaluch, the Rav Lamagdi Ksuba Larmalta, meaning there was a woman that came, her husband had died, she wanted to collect her Ksuba, and they said, we're sorry, that I can't do anything for you. Rav Huna said, I can't do anything for you, because Rav had a practice not to collect a ksuba for an almana. So Amrlei, she said, Midi utayma ela dilma niktina midi miksubasi. Why is it that you don't collect a ksuba for an almana? Because you're concerned that she already got something, that she already got some sort of payment. Chai Hashem tzvakosim ne'anesi miksubasi klum. She took a shavua on the spot. They were not mashpia her, she initiated. She said, I didn't get any anah, chay Hashem tzvakos. So Amr Funa mod Rav bekofetzes. That Rav is going to be moda, that if she jumps and goes and takes the shavua, she took a shavua, so she could collect with the shavua. Nimnu mila hashbia, the Mishnah says. What they refrained from doing was asking her to take a shavua, but we did not refrain from collecting a ksuba if she did take a shavua. So since she volunteered the shavua, she was then able to receive her ksuba. Another story: Haida Asayi LeKamei the Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Someone came to Rav Bar Rav Huna. Amar La Mayi Avilach the Rav Lo Magdi Ksuba Lar Malta Vaba Mari Lo Magdi Ksuba Lar Malta. So they asked the woman again. Nalmana came to Rabba Bar Rav Huna and said, I'd like to collect my ksuba. And Rabba Bar Rav Huna, the last story was that they came to Rav Huna. So Rav Bar Rav Huna had one more generation of precedent to point to where we don't collect the ksuba for an almani. So I said, what do you want me to do? Rav didn't collect the ksuba for an almana. Three lines ago in the Gemara, Rav Huna didn't collect the ksuba for an almana. So there's nothing I could do. So Amrlei, she said, Havli Mizoni, give me some Mizonos. Some of them Mizoni Nami Leslach. I'm sorry, you don't get that either. Damar Avidam Shmuel, Hatovas Ksubasa Bezdin in La Mizonos. Meaning normally the halacha is that when a man dies, until she collects her ksuba, the yisomim have to provide her with mizonos. So it might be in their best interest to just give her a ksuba so that they don't have this ongoing obligation of paying her mizonos. So they might have volunteered many times to pay her ksuba, but until that point she gets her mizonos. The problem is, though, there's a technicality that if she's toveya ksubasa, she loses the mizonos. Whenever she says, I want my ksuba, and she goes into Beis Din to collect the ksuba, at that point she loses her mizonos. So this woman shot herself in the foot. She came to Beis Din asking for a ksuba, not realizing that they're not magbiya ksuba anymore for an almana, but by being toveya the ksuba, she loses the rights to mizonos. So Amrlei avchul lekursei kebei trei avdili. She said avchul lekursei, which is a lashon of a curse, but it literally means like a chair should be turned upside down. But it means that we have a din in hilchos avelos of kfiya samita, that it's symbolic of death. It's symbolic of something terrible. Like Kfiya Samita is based on the Mustiyukin Satlam Balseyama Fachtiya, that Rosh Baruch gave us the Tzelem Elokim, and we turned it upside down. So the bed represents the Tzelem Elokim. So she says, such a lashon, that something terrible should happen to you guys because you're coming at me from both ends. Meaning, normally, an almani either gets mizonos or she gets And you're taking these two takanos and they're going against me. And now I could get neither mezonos nor the ksuba. So of course, if it's tertsua. So right away, they took a chair and they turned it upside down and they put it back right side up because they wanted to be mekayim the technical words of the curse that she gave. So afilu achi lo ifrig michulsha. Still, they became very ill as a result of that because of the curse of this almana. So Amar they reviewed. He said, let her take a neder in Beis Din and then have her take a shvua outside of Beis Din. And I would like to hear that happened because I want to know that you're following that you did a maisa like Shmuel my Rebbe, meaning a lot of people that follow the Pesach of Rav, meaning we had this machlokas at least in the Nahar a version of the Gemara. We had that Amr Avidu Amr Shmuel that it was Lo Shanuel Basin, but Chutz Basin you can be Mashbia. Rav is the one that said Chutz Basin you cannot be Mashbia. So a Talmud of Shmuel said, I can save this woman. I can make sure that she gets her ksuba. Let her take a shvua outside of Beis Din, because that's the psak of my Rabbi Shmuel, and I want to hear that this actually happened, because I want to know that we're following, I want to make a statement that we follow the psak of my Rabbi Shmuel, and not the psak of Rav, and then the woman will taka be able to collect her ksuba. Period. So that's how the maisa ended. Gufa. Amar b'zerah m'shmuel, lo shanu ala almana, av l'grush m'ashbin also. So one of the things that we said is that this whole discussion was only about an almana, but we will be mashpia a grusha. So v'grusha da adra lo, v'hashol chmitam, eich palnisa basploni kabilis gita min yada da acha baridaya de miskari ayamari v'nadarta v'asarta perusha ba'olam Allah d'lo kabilis miksubasa el gulufkara echad v'sefer tilim echad v'sefer iov u'memshalos beluim v'shamnum b'chamisha mana l'kshtav liyedchem higbiya asashar. Well, do you mean to tell me that when it comes to a grusha, there's no neder that's in place? That a grusha takes a shavua? But what happened? Didn't we learn? Didn't we hear of the episode where there was a particular grusha, and they said they wrote up a maisa based in of what exactly happened with this grusha and how Palnisa Bas Ploni received her get min yada da acha bar hidaya from the hands of this fellow named Acha bar hidaya, who's called sometimes Ayamari. And what happened? She took a neder, and not a shvua, a neder, and she asked all the payros in the world on herself if she had received the entire ksuba, meaning she's saying, I'm going to tell you exactly right now what I've received, and you could assess the value of what I've received. Deduct that from the amount of my ksuba, but I'm going to give you the full list right now of exactly what I received. And what did she receive? She received glufkara echad, whatever that is, a sefer tehillim, a sefer eov, a sefer mishle that was worn out. Wow, that's all they had around the house. There was no jewelry, there was no silverware. Right, this is what she received as payment for her ksuba. So they evaluated what she had received, what it was worth. And it was worth chamisha mana. So the ksav that he wrote up was, now when she comes to you, let her be magbia the rest of the ksuba. Fill in the gap of what she was missing from her ksuba. So don't you see that it was a case of a grusha? And even though it was a case of a grusha, we had her take a neder and not a shavua. So how can you say that it's only a mashbiya and a salmana, but a grusha we will be mashbiya? Here you have a case where the grusha also only took a neder. Samra vashkia, who get yivamin hava? No, it wasn't a real grusha in that case. It was an almana. We said that she received a get from this fellow. That was a get yivamin. What's a get yivamin if she was an almana? What exactly is a get yivamin? So Rashi writes, Yevama hayazesh nasan laget leposla ala achin. She was a Yevama, and one of the brothers gave her a get, which then makes her possible to do Yibum with any of the other brothers. Meaning the halacha on a daraisa level is that Yevama needs either Yibum or Chalitza. Any of the brothers could do either Yibum or Chalitza. Once one of the brothers, though, gives her a get, even though on a daraisa level, that doesn't really do anything, once one of the brothers gives her a get, it makes it that none of them are able to do Yibum with her. So he gave her a get in order to possible her from having Yibum. But the ksuba she's getting is not from the guy who gave her a get. The ksuba she's receiving is from the nechassim of her deceased husband's estate. That's the ksuba. So that's a get yivamin. Tosos disagrees. Tosos says that's not the case. Tosos and top Tosos. Pirush bekuntra shenasan la get la posla ala achin uksubas al nichsei baila arishon v'kasha deloy elam nahasker get v'olamin ksuba ligavos achetachlos v'olam nichtov shecholza. Why then would they have written in the Maisa Beis Din that she had received the get? The get's totally irrelevant. She's not eligible to collect the ksuba until she does chalitza anyway. On a daraisa level, she needed the chalitza or yibum. Okay, so the get made it that she can't do yibum, but the ksuba is only collectible if she already did chalitza. So what the shtar should have said is, don't worry, chalitza was already done, and therefore you can pay her ksuba, and all she's received is these few svarim or whatever. But the get has nothing to do with anything. So the Tosus disagrees with Rashi, and Tosus writes, "Get Yavamin Hava Delachshen Is Yavma Girsha Yavam Uksubas Al Nitzay By Laharishon Umariyater Mishum Dukatarcha Kameyachid." That it was a get Yavamin means that she did Yibum with one of the brothers, and then that brother that she did Yibum with divorced her, actually gave her a get, and the halacha is that since that brother was carrying forward the marriage of the previous brother, of the deceased brother, that when it comes time to collect the ksuba, you collect the ksuba from the estate of the deceased husband of the brother that's no longer there. So that's what it means, get yivamin hava. So again, Rashi learns that get yivamin hava means she never did yibum. It just means one of the brothers just gave her a get to passel her from doing yibum with anyone. Tos learns get yivamin hava is that no, one of the brothers already did yibum, was married to her, and gave her a get. In either event, she's going to collect the ksuba from the estate of the deceased husband, not from any of these brothers. Okay, Hiskin Ram Gamliel Zaken Shtei Nedaris. So we then learned in the Mishnah that Ram Gamliel Zaken came up with the takana that a woman, instead of taking a shavua, will take a neder, that she's going to ask herself from all mazonos in the world if she had been nene from her ksuba even a little bit. So Amrav Huna Loshanu El B'Shalonises. This neder is only effective if she has not yet gotten remarried. Avol Nises Ein Madirinosa. Once she's ready remarried, we can't have her take a neder. Why not? Nisei's my time alone, meaning married women need to eat also. If she's going to answer all the mazonos in the world on her with a neder, if she had collected the ksuba, why doesn't that guarantee to us that she hasn't collected her ksuba? So demei for the baal, she's not afraid to take this neder because she knows that the husband could always be made for the neder, so she's not going to have to live with the consequences of the neder. So she'll take a neder that says that if I already got paid my ksuba, then I shouldn't be able to have any mizonos in the world. She'll collect her ksuba, and the husband will be made for the neder, so she'll be able to eat all the mizonos in the world. Then she could be double dipping in the collection of the ksuba. So says Gemara, Kiloni says Nami l'chi mitzvah mefer labal. Well, even if she didn't get remarried yet, when she gets remarried, we should be choshesh that the husband might be made for the neder. So says Gemara, in about mefer b'kodmin. No, that's against the rules. A husband can't be made for b'kodmin. A husband can't be made for a neder with a pre-existing neder. So as long as she takes the neder now, when she's not yet remarried, we know that this neder is going to be binding and she's going to have no way out. Says Mar, no way out? Maybe she'll go to a chacham, and the chacham, or maybe she already went to a chacham, and the chacham will be matin the neder. Meaning that what the Gemara is just going through right now is that we're saying this neder has so much teeth to it that there's no way she's going to lie. Meaning there's no way she's going to lie because she knows that the consequences of lie is that she's going to be bound by this neder. So the Gemara is just going through. Nedarim aren't always binding. There are a few ways of getting around a neder. One way is hafaras habal, another way is hataras chacham. So we first said, okay, we're taking care of hafaras habal because the neder doesn't apply to anyone who has a bal. Anyone who's married, it's not going to be, the neder is not going to be shaykh to. Okay, but she still has the opportunity to do hataras chacham. So kasavar tzarech lefarit as a neder. Because we're assuming that you need to be mefarit the neder. So when Rav Huna says that if she's that ain't madirin osa if she's remarried, but if she's not remarried, then you can be madir her. We're not worried about a single girl going to a chacham, because if she wants to be matir, the nether, she's going to have to explain what the nether was, and they're going to say, no, what was the nether? She said, well, I took a nether that I didn't get anything from my ksuba. What, your ksuba? Wait a second. Then they're not going to be matir. They'll realize right away that the whole takana would fall apart if they'd be matir such a nether. So a chacham would never be matir a nether once he sees the full picture. Tosav here is bothered that, is there no other way, you know, for a married woman? We're saying, oh, if she's married, then the nether is useless because her husband could just be mefer. Isn't there a way that we could arrange that a married woman could take a nether and we could be guaranteed that the husband won't be able to be mefer? Can't we do something to fix that? So Tosav has a few suggestions. Tosav vim tomar v'yadirua shlo tochal kikar ze imnen is mishal baila v'tochal yalta b'faneinu. Let her take a nether that she's not going to eat kikar zeh if she got any amount of the ksuba, and before she goes anywhere, make her eat the kikar. So the husband's not here, the husband's not mefer, and we're going to make her eat the bread right in front of us. So we'll make her violate the nether if the nether becomes activated. So we therefore have gotten around the concern of afaras habal. We could have the same question about the Gemara's question about maybe we should be choshes she went to a chacham. Granted, if you hold that a chacham could be made for future nedarim, so that's a kasha. But if you assume that it could only be past nedarim, so then why don't we have this solution? So Tulsa says, we're only concerned about nedarim, meaning a woman is only, the nether is only going to be serious enough for her to guarantee that she's telling the truth if that nether is going to be hovering over her life for the rest of her life. Meaning the nether is, I'm never going to have mizonos ever again, if I've gotten paid this ksuba. So for the whole rest of her life, every meal she eats, she has to live with the fact that she already did get paid the ksuba and she's going to be in violation. But if we follow Tosa's solution and just say, okay, take a nether you're not going to eat this kikar and then eat it. Okay, so she'll violate a nether once. You know, one time, it's not gonna frighten her so much. So Tosa says, okay, but I have a different idea. Can't we have a married woman take a nether and we'll avoid Afaras Baal the following way? V'im tomar v'nidra b'fnei baila. Let her take the nether in front of the husband. V'yomar la, and then tell the husband, now you say, ki em lichi. You say, I'm being mekayim the nether. And we know the halacha is, once a husband is mekayim the nether, he loses the rights to be made for the nether. So why not have him be mekayim the nether right away? Maybe he'll be prepared for that. So she'll take the nether, he'll say, I'm here by mefer, and then he'll say, ki em lichi. So he'll be made for the nether quietly, and then he'll be mekayim the nether. One more suggestion, Tal says, Vim Tomar, V'yadiru al das rabim. Why not make her take a neder al das rabim? And there's no afara for a neder al das rabim. So v'yeshlomer the inyan nidre ishto in the chalik bein birabim bein al das rabim. That when it comes to nidre ishto, there's no difference between birabim and al das rabim. Rav Huna holds birabim yeshla hafara, and therefore al das rabim is also yeshla hafara. Fine. Okay. So back in the Gemara. So Rav Huna had said that the whole idea of her taking a neder is only if she's not remarried. But once she's remarried, if she's already nises, then you can't have her take a nether because we're worried about afaras habal. Rav Nachman Amar afilu nises, that even if she's remarried, she could take the nether. Nises vaday mefer labal. But why aren't you worried about afaras habal? No, the madrina la berabim. We're assuming that that the nether was taken berabim, which means that the baal doesn't have the ability to be mefer. So meisve nises kovuk subasa im nadra my lav nadra hashta. That if she gets remarried, she could collect ksuba if she took a nether. Doesn't that mean, like Rav Nachman, that she could still take a nether now that she's remarried? Lo, dinadra meikara. No, it means if she already took a nether before getting remarried. Vatanya nises no deres v'gov ksuba. So, but doesn't the braisa say she gets remarried, then she takes the nether and then collects the ksuba? So you see, like Rav Nachman, that she takes the nether after getting remarried? Tanaihi. It all depends on whether you hold the neder shu de barabim is yesh la afara or not. If she's nises and she does a neder shu de barabim, so if it's yesh la afara, it's not going to help because the husband could still be mefer. But if it's ein la afara, such a neder will help because the husband cannot be mefer. Ibayilu tzarich lefaritas a neder einot tzarich. Do you need to be mefarit a neder or not? Rav Nachman amar einot tzarich. Rav Papa amar tzarich. Machlokas from Nachman Rav Papa. Rav Nachman einot tzarich. The amr tzarich zimnin de gayez lo lidiburi v'chachamay de shama mefer. If you're going to make her be mefarit the neder, sometimes she'll cut off a little bit of the details, and the chacham is only going to be mefer that which he heard. It's going to be an incomplete afara. So better not to specify anything. Rav Papa amar tzarich. No, you need to specify mishum milsa di isura that maybe. She took an isser on a dvar neder on a dvar isser. When she took a neder on a dvar isser, we want to know about it because the chacham has to make a judgment call whether he wants to be made for this neder. So that's why she has to give all of the details. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up at Tanan toward the bottom of the page. Everyone have a great day.